Hallelujah. Good morning, Almighty Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your will being done this day and every day in Jesus' name. Good morning, family. Psalm 89 verses.
35 to 37.
Hallelujah.
Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His offspring shall endure forever, his throne as long as the sun before me. Like the moon, it shall be established forever, a faithful witness in the skies. Selah.
I'll think of that. Hallelujah. That's the word in God's heart from the very beginning. And the word was then declared to David, fulfilled in Jesus, and it's now our reality. You know, when you look at all these prophecies of Jesus coming as a baby, as a young man, as a coming and living his life, living a life of excellence here on earth, and then dying for us, and all these prophecies speak about that was the beginning of the kingdom, and that's what we need to understand, you know. And straight the 1 John, the beloved disciple, writes, he says that the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. So from the fall of man in Adam, demonic darkness took hold and perpetuated. But praise God, God's heart for mankind, for this world, has never changed. God made this world and he made it for mankind. And Jesus Christ has been ruling and reigning for this last 2,000 years. And say, kingdom is here, the presence is here, the provision is here. And it's so nice, you see, the declaration we can see here is that as long as the sun is there and the moon is there, they the faithful witnesses that this love, this goodness, the plans and the purposes of God are here for the land of the living. And that's so beautiful, because you've got all demonic activity is antichrist, and antichrist is anti-word, comes against the word. And even in the so-called intellectual world, that's been deceived by Satan in NASA, they say the moon is passing away and the sun is passing away. But this year we can see God's word said, no, it won't pass away. So who do we believe? Do we believe the what man wants to tell us and deceive us with, or do we believe the word of God? So that's the bottom line, guys. And I so just want to talk at last to share this. In the book of Daniel, you got Nebuchadnezzar, and the Bible says that was the greatest kingdom. So he had a mighty kingdom, and then you had that dream that he had there of this golden head and this big statue of a man, golden head, and then you had all the other kingdoms right down to the feet. And he wanted to know what this dream was about. And then Daniel came and told him this dream. It's about him. He's the golden head. He's the king. And then there's Persia, and then there's the Medes, and then there's Rome. And Ro the Roman kingdom, is a stone is going to come, and it's going to come knock at the Roman kingdom represented the feet. And then the stone was hewn out of the mountain, not by a human hand. This is the Almighty. And then it is thrown, and it hits the feet. And then all these kingdoms of this world collapse. And that's what's happened. God, Jesus came. He in the time of the Roman kingdom, he lived the life of excellence, showing us the way, the truth, the way, the truth, the life, to worship in spirit and in truth. And then he died for us, and then he went up and he took his place in heaven, ruling there till darkness is crushed under his feet. This has been growing all the and yeah, and then the Daniel tells us that kingdom's going to grow until it fills the whole earth, guys. And that's where we're at now. And I know, and I believe each and every one of you knows in your heart as well, we're coming to the fulfillment of that, where there is no place for the devil and his works. This is the ultimate victory of Jesus, the conclusion. And the beautiful, the conclusion includes his sons and his daughters led by the Spirit, as Romans 8 says, that creation is waiting for. And that's because they look to the Lord, hear from the Lord, and they hope in, and they stand on these promises, even though it's not seen yet. And they believe. They are people of faith. So that's where we're at now at the moment, guys. We're coming to the fullness. So now is the time to stand. We got to stand now. And how can you see this is also coming to the fullness? You got the parable that Jesus gave of the wheat and the tares growing together. And then there came a time when you could see it's time for harvest. And how did they see that? You could, the tares would then stand, be bold, and then the wheat would be carrying under the weight of the glory of the goodness of God. They would be hanging, not bold, out there, arrogant, shouting demonic stuff, being used by the devil, but they would be holding fast to the things of God. Yes, bold, but not arrogant, humble. Because they know this is God's doing, and it's been given to them by God. And that's what we've been seeing. And more than that, you see now they've been gathered. The gathering is taking place. You've got a separation between the light and the darkness. You've got a separation from those that know God and know him by loving his word, and those that don't know God and don't love his word. And those that are obedient and those that are disobedient. That chasm has started here from 2020. You saw this happen, the separation. And the ones that are evil and the ones that stay in that circle of deception and lies are going to be thrown into the fire and burnt. And those that have drawn close to the Lord, he's giving new strength, new light, new goodness. Everything that he manifested on his last days on earth is here to be manifested now on the last days on planet earth. Amen. Bringing in the fullness of the kingdom. Amen. So guys, be strengthened. Put on all the armor, stand in the armor, and be bold and be strong, because your God has given you boldness and he's given you strength. He's given you everything pertaining to life and godliness. Amen.
Amen.